Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Hi there, this is Deb Evans coming to you live for Social Geek Radio.
And Jack Munson live on Social Geek Radio. How are you doing today, Deb?
Doing very well. I'm getting excited. We're going to talk technology and Snapchat and have one of my Houston friends on, but we're going to flip things around a little bit. And this week, you're going to introduce the Geek It Out. What do you have
yeah.
for me?
I've got a Geek It Out that I stumbled upon by accident, which all great things in social technology are found by accident. If you are posting a lot of content to a Facebook page as a business, to your fan page, business page, and if you typically use more than one business page, maybe you've got some, extracurricular activities and you're doing some Facebook stuff for there, or maybe you're a franchise system and you're posting things to multiple Facebook pages, there's been a change in how you not post to pages, but how you like other business pages. Over the past couple of months, maybe even just the past couple of weeks, they've changed how someone would go in and if you'll recall, you would go in and say, okay, now I want to use Facebook as business A, or then you would go
right.
and change your setting to now I want to use Facebook as business B.
Mm-hmm.
That's all changed within the past week or so as far as liking other pages. You used to be able to go like a page, you would log in as your business A or business B and then go like a page.
Right.
Now, you're technically always signed in as your personal profile, and we're talking about the desktop version of Facebook
mm-hmm.
here for right now. So if you want to like a page as a particular business, the way to do that now is you look for the business page that you want to like. You'll see in the upper the cover image, you'll see things like follow or message or something like that. And over on the far bottom right corner of that cover image, there are three dots, which typically means there's more options there. If you click that, you then can say, I want to like this page, and it will give you a drop down of which business page you want to like it as. So, for instance, if I'm liking a page as Social Geek Radio, I could just go to that page. I'm still logged in as Jack, but I would go to that page, hit the three dots, and then choose which business that I'm an admin on that I want to like that page as. So it's a little confusing, and it's definitely hidden. I'm not sure why Facebook has made this change, but if you're liking other businesses, and we always recommend that businesses like other businesses, and maybe you share an audience or share customers, look for those three dots in the bottom right corner of the cover page, of the cover image on any page, and click like as, and
like
then
page.
Go from there. So.
Very cool.
It's even more confusing if you're using the mobile version. So I would really recommend if you're liking other business pages as your page, stay away from the mobile version for now. I'm sure they'll change it again soon. But stick with the desktop version of Facebook to go in and like other businesses using those three dots in the cover image area.
Very good. And then one day we'll tell them about how to feature those pages on their business page that they like. So
right.
we'll save that Geek It Out for another time. So
okay.
Thank you. Very good.
Right.
So tonight we're going to talk about Snapchat. And we have Sarah Shaw, who is here in the Houston area. She's an image coach, a keynote speaker, an author, and I have to say a friend that I tapped on her little shoulder a few weeks ago and said, I don't get Snapchat. Somebody's got to sit down and help me. And it's like, so we met in Houston and we whipped out our phones and she gave me the Snapchat 101 tutorial and it made a huge difference in me understanding it. So Sarah, thank you so much for joining us and then helping everybody else understand Snapchat and why. Why should they understand Snapchat? It's all about. So welcome.
Well, thank you so much for having me on, Deb, and it's a pleasure to meet you, Jack.
Thank you.
So tell us a little bit about yourself before we dig into the whole Snapchat.
Sure. So I'm an image coach, and everything I do is related around that. So I help people in small businesses be seen authentically and judged accurately. So with individuals, I work with entrepreneurs and professionals and help them with their clothing and their grooming so that they're wearing what they love and it works for what they do, whether that's working with people in person or being on stage or on their website or in their media. And then with small businesses and entrepreneurs, I also help them present their products and services in the media, on TV, in their social media, in a way that really connects and engages with their viewers. So a lot of people will just go for followers, and we're finding that followers aren't as important as the relationship with those followers.
Absolutely. Love the engagement. Perfect. So before we get into Snapchat, Sarah, tell us a little bit about the types of people that you help with their image. Is it celebrities? Is it media folks? Or is it business owners as well?
It's actually almost exclusively business owners and professionals, people who are in business. Celebrities have stylists that aren't me. I work with real people doing real things. Not that celebrities aren't real people, but with people
maybe.
Who are in business doing their real thing out in the world.
I don't know, Deb. I think she'd probably make me not wear black on black on black all the time.
I was going to say, I don't know the whole Johnny Cash image. I think she'd change you up a little bit.
I think so. I don't like where this is going. Let's talk about Snapchat.
No, I'm going on record to say I'm not that kind of image consultant. I'm the kind that takes what you love
That's
and makes
right.
it work. I will help you make black on black on black work as opposed to talk
awesome.
You out of wearing it.
That's
but it
love
already
it
works.
Already. There we go.
Yeah, she definitely knows what works and how to mold that personality. And so one of the things that I know Sarah does too is that, and she goes into the homes of these business owners and says, okay, let's look at this closet. You know, my fear would be, oh my God, she's going to empty my closet and throw everything away. But what I've heard, and Sarah hasn't been to my closet yet, is that she makes it work, as just as she said. You know, it's like, okay, let's change things around a little and, yeah, it's pretty cool what you do. I really like it.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's get into the whole social media and Snapchat. But before we get into Snapchat, you know, so you use social media in a lot of your business and what you do. So how do you specifically use social media in your everyday working life?
So for me, social media is one of my marketing platforms. And the channels, if you will, that I use are YouTube and Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat. And originally I started using social media as a way to share my TV segments and also behind the scenes of the events that I go to. But I also started using them to share tips and advice. And most of the work that I do is very visual. So those media really work to show, and I use myself as examples a lot of the before and after. Look, if I take a picture this way versus this way, look at how much more flattering it is. And that way I'm not humiliating anybody else. I'm just using myself as the example. And so it seems to really work well. I also can share different products that work and examples of how to use them. And Snapchat has been really great for this.
I love that idea that you started by using social media to share traditional media, meaning you were sharing your TV segments on YouTube or Facebook or somewhere. But it's really moved from that into actually using social media as its own content marketing, meaning you're sharing advice and you're sharing tips. It's not just a sort of a pass-through going back to television. I absolutely love that.
You're right. It's almost taken the place of it.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is TV these days. That's great.
And the fact that she does use herself. So I've seen a lot of Sarah's posts, and you know, you're talking about fashion and makeup and things like that, and she doesn't hesitate one minute to show the unmade up Sarah. And then, okay, now if you use this foundation, this is what it looks like. So, you know, good for you for you know being brave enough to say, hey, this is what it's all about, and it comes across very transparent and very authentic and perfect for video and social media. So love it. So now let's dive into the whole Snapchat. And you actually showed me last week one of your products that you wanted to show people how to reload. What was that? A Lint or a reload? What was that little product?
Oh, yeah. The Flint is a new lint brush. And it comes with its own housing, if you will. So it's retractable. So if you put it in your purse or you keep it in your car, the sticky surface mm-hmm. doesn't get stuck to things like receipts in your wallet, things like that. So, and it looks really nice. So it's a nicer accessory to pull out and use.
So you showed me how to snap that by doing a video, you know, and showing everybody the how-to. And it was a very quick video. The Snapchat videos, are they under a minute or even less than that? Do you know what the actual time is that you can record a video?
Yes. So each snap can either be a photograph or it can be a video up to 10 seconds.
10 seconds. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then Snapchat is more than just sending a snap or one photo. So why don't you explain, because you, again, when you were reloading that vent, that Flint, you showed me how to do a story. And I'm still not, don't have a handle on how to put together this story feature that Snapchat offers.
Sure. So what a snap post is either a photograph or a video. And one of the cool things about Snapchat is that you can annotate the photo or the video with text. You can add stickers or emojis, or you can even draw on them. So I've used Snapchat to give people directions, taken a picture of a map, drawn the destination and the route to take right on the photograph. And then I can either snap it publicly or I can snap it privately, like a private message in Facebook. So you make these individual little posts, and then you post them, and then what Snapchat does is it stitches them all together into what they call a story. So if you think about your Facebook feed or your Instagram feed, if people go to your profile, they will see all of your posts. So with Snapchat, they stitch that all together. So you basically hit play, you click on somebody's profile, and play their snaps for the day. So what Snapchat does is it rolls everything from the last 24 hours up into the equivalent of a video feed.
Now, those snaps can be saved to your device, right? So that, because on Snapchat, if you post it to Snapchat, they're gone within 24 hours. So what
if I want to save it
and put it somewhere else?
Right. Yeah, so if you do a snap that you want to save, then you can go to that snap individually after it's been loaded and download it straight to your device. Or even before you load it, you can download it to your device. So you can make a snap and download it and never actually post it anywhere. So I actually use Snapchat as a content creation platform as well as a social media platform.
Oh, it's like a light bulb just went off in my head because there are so many stickers and things. I didn't even think about that. That you don't even have to use Snapchat to snap. You make your graphics. Oh.
Yeah, yes, exactly. And you can even just leave your device flat on the surface and take a photograph, basically creating a black image and then put text or draw or stick your emojis and stickers right on it. So you can literally use it as a graphics creation platform.
I wouldn't have thought of that. Cool.
The thing about PowerPoint,
I think, is what is what that function should be called, right?
Yes. And I think the thing that's so, for me, exciting about Snapchat is there are so many different ways to use it. And there are ways that I don't know yet. And by following other people, I start to see how other people are using it. And it's a very creative place to be.
So tell us a little bit about how other brands or businesses or people are using it. It's still so new to so many people that, you know, I think there's a lot of experimentation going on, but what have you seen that's really cool?
So one thing that businesses are doing is they're taking their SnapStream and downloading it and then uploading it to other platforms so that it lives longer. So one of the things that I've done is use Snapchat to demonstrate how to use a specific makeup brush. And so I did a series of 10 or 15 little video and photo snaps describing the brush, showing its features, actually using it to put the makeup on my face, and then showing the finished face. And then I downloaded that and uploaded it to YouTube and shared it on my social media, and the person who gave me the brush shared it on her social media and has sold out of the brush 3 times in 3 weeks.
Wow.
So you can use it to promote a product, to describe how to do something. You can use it to share information. Some businesses are... So one of the things about Snapchat is people have to come and intentionally go to your channel, go to your stream, and watch it. So the people that do that are your raving fans. They have sought you out to watch you. That's different than just being a follower on Facebook or a follower on Instagram, because you don't know if those followers are really consuming your posts, if you will. But on Snapchat, you know they are because you can see how many views and who viewed it. And so businesses really want to capture those people. And so I went to the Social Media Breakfast in Houston, which is a group that meets once a month, and there were some Snapchat experts there last week, and they were talking about how Burger King is using Snapchat. So when on their SnapStream, they will give their viewers a challenge. Take a snap of yourself with one of our products, and when you do that, we will private message you a special coupon or a 2-for-1 or something like that. So they're really engaging with their people. Their people will watch basically their channel, do something, and then get something individually. And Gary Vee, a social media expert, has said that he really sees Snapchat in the next year as becoming a competitor of TV and eventually overtaking TV as a medium. And so... So if you look at the Republican debates, very, very high ratings for those debates on TV, but more people watch the debates on Snapchat than they did on TV.
Wow. So I'm gonna have a couple of questions for you, like the specifics of Snapchat. So if I take, which I just took a picture of myself sitting here in front of my microphone, and I'm gonna share it as a story and share it to you. Can you tag people on Snapchat other than sharing what I just snap with you?
Not that I know of. You can add some text identifying who they are or identifying their social media handle. But as far as I know, unless you send it to them as well, then...
So
when you make a Snapchat, you choose where you want it to go. You can choose amongst your friends. You can choose to post it on your public story, or you can do both. And so, yeah, so as far as I know, right now, the only way to, quote-unquote, tag them
is by sharing it with them.
Just
but or then,
yeah, or,
downloading it, yeah, and then sharing that particular picture, tagging you on Twitter or Instagram, you know, so using it as a multi-channel. So,
right, cool. Right. And that's done a lot. I do that a lot.
Yeah.
You might as well get the most bang you can out of your effort, right?
Absolutely. Right. Cool.
So brands are sharing it as part of their story and also using geo filters. Let's talk about that because I'm not familiar with this whatsoever. Tell us about the geo filters.
Okay. So a geo filter is a graphic that people can add to a picture or a video, a snap picture or a snap video. So they're snap, if you will. And these are location-based. So most major cities have them, even some neighborhoods have them. So here in Houston, if you have your location on your phone, it gives you access to these geofilters. And wherever you are, you can take your picture or take your video and then slide across your pictures and see what filters are available. So there are some standard ones that are available that will do some image correction. And then there are some graphics that will show up. And some of those graphics are always there, and some of them are there just for the day or just for that particular spot. So the way a geofilter works is you take your snap and slide your picture and see what shows up. So in Houston, we've got 3 or 4 different graphics. Some restaurants will have them. Some events will have them just for a day. So there are lots of different ways to use geofilters, but they're really fun for the user. And when a geofilter is used, it adds branding to a picture that's being shared all over the place. So without much effort on the businesses, without much effort on the businesses side, they can get their branding shared a lot.
So that was what we saw, at least on the snaps that I saw for when Houston did the art car show. They had, that was a geofilter that when anybody that was there and taking snaps, that filter would pop up and say that they were at the Houston art parade, car show parade, whatever that was called.
The Houston art car parade. Yep. And this weekend I was out in Austin at, Circuit of America for the MotoGP motorcycle races, and so they had a geofilter. So for each of my snaps, I could slap that on, and there was a guy riding a motorcycle with the hashtag and the name of the event and some flags.
Cool.
That was at the bottom of each of my snaps.
So, Jack, when I met with Sarah, one of the things I was thinking is that, you know, in franchising with the upcoming events, let's take Frantech. For example, I mean, how cool would it be if we had a geofilter specifically for Frantech? How to do that? I'm not quite sure yet. Maybe Sarah, you know, can guide us and say, okay, this is where you go. I'm sure we have to contact Snapchat. But I think that's just awesome.
So
there is unlimited and sponsorship availability of geofilters. I mean, that's got to be. Sarah, do you see that as sort of the next place where businesses and brands are going with, you know, sort of being the brand behind some of these filters?
Oh, absolutely. So there's something that you see on Instagram a lot, Happy Friday, F-R-I, or Happy Fry-yay. McDonald's did a filter on a Friday, and so it had a little graphic of some fries in the fry container, and then it was raining fries, and that was one of the filters you could use. So absolutely, and it's such a great idea to do that for your event at to have your sponsors right there on your geofilter. So the way a geofilter works, I haven't done it personally yet, but you can up for $5 a day. You choose your geographic area. It needs to be a pretty small area, like a building or something like that, or a fairgrounds, and you upload the graphics that you want to use. So you create the graphics, you upload it, and then it's $5 a day to use it.
Oh,
wow.
Genius.
It's not available. And so you could have you can put whatever you want in those graphics.
That is so cool. Great idea. We have to use
that. So that's filters. We also have a couple of other things that that I'd love to get your description on. Let's talk about lenses.
Yes, lenses. So if you take a selfie, either as a video or as a photo, when you look at, so the selfie-facing camera, look into your camera and touch your face on the screen, and Snapchat will map your face so it knows where your face is. And then it gives you a series of lenses that you can slide across. And some of those lenses are constant, and some of them change daily. And it will distort your face in some way. So there are some that will put a, like a Mardi Gras mask on your face. There are some that will add glasses. There are some that will give you devil eyes and devil smoke coming out of your hair. They're really silly,
yeah.
But they're also being used by businesses. So on the day that Deb and I got together, we were playing with this feature, and it turns out there was a filter that day that the show Empire had sponsored. Mm. And so when you saw yourself, you could choose the filter that adds a microphone and a headset and gives you a sparkly superstar background. And so then you can decide if you want to take a picture of yourself or you want to do a video. So we did videos of ourselves singing into the microphone, being ridiculous,
yes.
And then, of course, share them, right? But what that was is sharing the Empire show, and that lens came out on the day that the show was premiering, and it got the word out to so many more people that, hey, by the way, Empire is premiering tonight.
Right. And nice. So one of the filters that they have right now is the big Disney movie Jungle Book. So, Jack, I just sent a snap of me in Jungle Book. I sent it to you. I texted it. So
there's a promotion.
The Jungle Book. I'm not quite sure I'm going to post that anywhere right now. Sarah, I'll send it to you as well because it's kind of creepy looking. But but I certainly loved that microphone one. I thought it was really cool. So you're starting to see a lot of those on Facebook that when I first started seeing the link, what are people using to do the face swap? And, you know, have
right.
all these goofy, you know, characters and stuff. And it's like, oh, it's Snapchat. So anybody that gets Snapchat, you look at it, you go, I know what that is. It's Snapchat. It's like, okay, cool.
Well, right. And people like to share fun, entertaining things. Those are the kinds of things that are most often shared. So I think that's why we're really seeing the lenses and the filters and those kinds of things become popular and businesses using them rather than trying to be serious.
Right. Yeah, and it is a lot of fun. So one of the other things I know someone had mentioned to me is like, and they said, Deb, why do I keep seeing all of the Snapchat profiles now as the Twitter profile or their Facebook profile or on YouTube or wherever it is? And it's because Sarah showed me that there is, and we talked about this in one of our Geek It Outs, the Snap Code. So why don't you tell everybody how the Snap Code works?
Sure. So everybody's profile picture on ChatSnap, yeah, Snapchat is a yellow box with some dots in it and then a ghost-shaped space where your profile picture goes in. And that yellow box with the dots is actually a QR code. So if you open up Snapchat and scan someone else's profile picture, it's actually scanning the QR code, and then you can follow them. It's sort of like bumping your phones to share information. This way in Snapchat, you can just scan each other's Snap code and find them really easily and follow them.
Yeah. It
nice.
Really.
I think after 7 or 8 years, we've finally found a good use for QR codes, which
right.
have been just the most annoying bane of my existence for a better part of a decade, seeing these stupid QR codes that half of them go to nowhere and now no
right.
one can
right.
use. Now we've actually found something that people could use, and it's actually somewhat constructive. That's hysterical. So Sarah, speaking of being constructive, and I should mention this is Social Geek Radio, and we're speaking with image expert, keynote speaker, and author Sarah Shaw of sarahshaw.com. Let's talk a little bit about the business aspect of Snapchat, because so many people have this impression that, oh, Snapchat,